am so clumsy. And there have been several shows where I don't think I've ever like completely wiped out, but we always have our guitar cable kind of running in the middle in between Lauren and I. And there have been several that I almost just completely face.
I mean, she'll be up and then like,
and then just like,
all of a sudden she just like trips.
I stumble and then I recovered, but it could have been really bad. Thankfully, I didn't totally hit the ground.
So you've never fallen off the stage?
Never off the stage, thank goodness.
Okay, right, not yet. Exactly.
Although I did fall up the stairs this morning carrying a cup of coffee, so good thing no one saw that.
They have opened up for Lady A, Brett Eldridge, and Russell Dickerson, just to name a few. And we're doing a little bit of a double take today. The Hobbs sisters are here at the Up and Country Studios. Welcome, ladies.
Thank you so much for having us. We're so glad to be here.
Absolutely. So we've got Lauren and Hannah. So you guys remember that. Now, y'all are twins.
Yes.
Yes, we are identical twins. So yeah, it's definitely a seeing double situation all the time.
Now, who is oldest?
I am, but only by a minute.
Okay,
so,
well,
not a lot to brag about.
That counts, right?
Yes, she brags about it.
She does brag about it from time to time.
I call her the middle child when I'm mad at her.
Okay, because you have a younger sister
we
as
do.
Well, too, right? Okay, that's a good one. I like that. Like, that's right, middle child. Well, I'm excited to have you here. Your music is outstanding.
Thank you.
The harmonies that you two put together are just incredible.
Thank you.
Let's talk about your newest song first. Okay,
absolutely.
So newest song is Love Breaks All the Rules. So
yes.
Of course, we want to talk about this song, your
yeah.
writing it, your inspiration, and kind of what people can expect.
Absolutely. I think you came up with the title.
I did. I had, we were flying back from, I think it was, we were home for Easter, and I was reading, I wish I could remember the book, but on the back, it said something about love not following the rules, or it just like kind of breaks what you think is going to happen. And I thought that was really cool. And so I jotted it down and we had a session like later that week with our producer, Forrest Whitehead, and one of our wonderful friends, Kelly McKay. And I was like, I just have this idea and I think it could be really great. And Forrest got like a little groove going on the guitar and we like knocked that one out in like a quick hour or two. It just kind of came together pretty fast.
It was a really fun song to write. I think just kind of chasing that feeling of a love that really makes you, that feels a little dangerous and you're kind of falling so fast, it all kinds of happens in a really thrilling way.
Yeah.
So it was a really fun song to write and it's definitely one of our favorites to perform live too.
So, I mean, I think a lot of your music people can really relate to. Especially,
that's the goal.
Yeah, and especially when you're talking about relationships, like, well, we've all kind of been there, you know,
yes.
whether it's love or it's heartbreak or whatever it is, you guys kind of have that element. So I think a lot of people can really relate to that.
Thank you.
Now, speaking of love, Lauren,
yes.
you just got married.
I did.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much. It was such a happy day. I keep telling people, like, it went by in a blur.
Yeah.
Like, I do remember so much of it, but I also feel like I'm thinking back now and I'm like, gosh, I feel like there's things I missed because I just went
right.
by too quickly. But it was so wonderful. So thank you.
Well, congratulations.
Thank
now,
you.
Your husband is also a musician.
He is. So my husband is a drummer. He is on tour with Nate Smith and has been for the last almost year or so.
And exciting stuff. Nate
oh my
Smith,
gosh,
number
Nate
one
is
song.
Just crushing
yeah.
it. His song went to number one just a couple of weeks ago, and they're going on tour with Thomas Rhett this summer. So it's as a fan of Nate's and, you know, the wife of Neil, like, it's just, who's my husband, it's just so fun to watch them, it just, the difference a year can make.
Oh, absolutely.
All of a sudden, it's just become this huge, yeah. amazing song, and I'm so happy for their success.
That's exciting, very exciting.
It is, we love
and,
it.
And so for you,
yes.
We have to ask, are you single?
I am not.
Okay.
So it's newly not single.
But, congratulations.
Thank you.
Okay, that's good.
Thank you so much. But yeah, it's fun to just, even when Lauren was getting married last year and I was kind of in a different place relationship wise, but it's fun having both sides and we've sort
yeah.
of loved writing songs about all of our experiences. We have one that we wrote about Lauren's wedding. I had ones when I was looking for love in a relationship and it's just kind of cool to have both of our lives to think about and to pull from
yeah.
when we're writing music.
I feel like it's let us sort of cross a whole spectrum of things that we're both experiencing on
yeah.
different ends and at different times. And it's sort of, or, you know, we can think back to, you know, I remember, you know, being into dating woes right before
right.
I met my husband. And so, like, it's just, it's fun to be able to write about the whole circle of it all.
So now when you were maybe younger, like, how was it, like, dating guys? Like, did you mess with anybody? Like, I always have to ask that question.
I have to say we never did. But I do know it just, we, most of the like friends and people we went to high school with could tell us apart. But every now and then, like, I can always tell people sort of like hesitate before they say yeah, whatever it is. Like,
yes.
Or they'll talk to us and like they won't use our name.
Like, you can always,
which, like, I've done that to people when I don't know their name too. Right? So, hey, I don't, no judgment here. But it's definitely, you know, it's fun being a twin. Sometimes I think we've just been together so long, I just sort of forget that like we're walking around with the same face. Like, people are like, wait, I'm sorry, are you identical? Like, am I seeing double?
Right. Hair? And then for you, it's probably like, we don't look that much alike.
Right.
Like, we look totally different.
We look so different to me.
I think. Well, in college, people would sometimes meet us separately if
yes.
they had a class with one of us or
right.
whatever. And so sometimes they wouldn't know that we were twins. And so someone would come up and say hi to me on campus. And I'd be like, I don't think I know this person. And then in the back of my brain, I'd realize, oh my gosh, I bet they know Lauren. And they
right.
don't realize
I feel like
I'm
I was
her.
Accidentally very standoffish to so many people that
right.
knew Hannah, but not me. And so it was just then later on, we'd realize, and I'd be like, gosh, I'm sorry.
So
like,
sorry.
You have psychology with Hannah. Like, that explains why you thought you knew me.
Yeah, right. You don't really know me.
You don't really know me, but it feels like we do.
Right. I just can't imagine it. I mean, and, you know, obviously, that's like your life.
Yeah,
and it's just normal.
It is. We just get used to it.
Yeah.
And it's so fun. I mean, we're best friends for sure. It sounds cliche, but I mean, I think we've just spent our whole life side by side, and we're chasing this dream that's been our dream for so long. And it's really fun. It's a tough industry on all sides. And so I think it's really been amazing to have each other as a support system, as
Absolutely.
Just just to like dig in and figure it out together. Like, or just to, you know, be able to sit down at the end of the day and be like, man, this is hard. Like, but at least we can sympathize because we're together and we have each other to be supportive.
Absolutely. Well, we got more to talk about.
Let's
talk about some of these opening acts.
Absolutely.
I mean, you've opened for some pretty significant names.
Thank
I mean, I mentioned a couple of them. And then we also have Charlie Daniels, Sammy Kershaw, Diamond Rio.
Yes.
I mean, these are big names. Like, tell us about that experience and how all that kind of comes about.
Yeah.
It's always an honor when you get to share the stage and just even be a small part of a show with acts who are as wonderful as the ones that you just named. I know in particular when we got the opportunity to open for Charlie Daniels a few years ago, gosh, this might have been like 2017 or 2018, but he was just so gracious. And I mean, we just enjoyed even watching the show after. And
oh my gosh.
Because he was such a legend. And so to be able to do our set and have an awesome time. And he and his team were just so fantastic. As wonderful as you would have thought they would be, like,
yeah.
they were even better.
Even better. I mean, we ran into him in the hotel lobby and he had seen us sound checking and he was like, oh, it's so nice to meet
oh.
you. Like, you're going to have a great show. We're so thrilled you're here. And just, it's little things like that, I know, for Hannah and I, as up and coming artists who hope someday to get to even a fraction of that level.
Right.
It means so much just to watch someone that you have heard of and listened to and just looked up to all those years to kind of reach back down and be like, hey, hang in there. You can do it.
And to have that connection with an idol like that, like, you know, a country legend.
Oh,
really,
yes.
I'm
and like
honestly.
Pinching yourself and just trying to like stay coherent while I'm saying
right?
hello.
So
like,
just
don't babble. Don't forget to speak.
Be cool.
Be cool. Be calm.
I know how to talk. I know how to speak correctly.
Exactly.
Yes.
Like, I do know words. I can use them. I can put them together.
So now, starting your career, you in college,
mm-hmm.
you were in some singing groups. You also sang in church. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I mean, our earliest concerts were for our church community. We were really involved in our church growing up. And, you know, we're a member of all the kids' choirs and the Christmas pageants. And that was definitely our first go around it, just realizing we really loved to sing and that was something that we felt like we were good at and something that we just made us happy every time we did it. And you know, we were in choir in school. We were in a barbershop quartet in high school, which was really
cool.
Wild and different and like a totally different world of singing than we were used to. And we were in an a cappella group in college. And it just learned so much from those two things about harmony and singing because you're just using your voice and no instruments, and it really makes you a better singer, I think.
Yeah, definitely. So now you guys take turns as lead,
yes,
right?
We do.
I think that's really cool. So
tell
you to talk about that.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of duos or groups that, you know, they kind of have one lead singer and that's how it is. But for some reason, Lauren and I always, you know, we both liked singing lead, but we both also loved doing the harmony piece. And so as we played longer shows and started to do albums and EPs, we found that there would be a certain song that would fit Lauren's voice really well,
right.
or that it sounded really good when I was on harmony or if you flip it. And it's fun because we get to kind of add a little bit of a different sound to each song. And it's sort of, we can each bring our own thing to certain ones in the set, which I think makes it really fun as a duo to kind of change that up and switch it a little bit.
It does. It makes it feel like a real balance, I think,
mm-hmm.
of, you know, we're both have fully equal parts right. to what we contribute to yeah. this duo.
I love that. So I of course, I had to stalk you on all the socials.
Love it.
So, you know, I found out a few little tidbits love about
yes.
y'all.
I can't wait to hear what you discover.
Well, it's nothing bad. So let's see. You don't like coconut.
That's right.
And you don't like mushrooms.
Correct. Wow.
Okay, I got it. I got it. All right, exactly. I was paying attention.
I cannot stand the texture of coconut. I don't know why.
It's texture.
Texture, yeah. I'll okay. drink, like, coconut water occasionally right. or, like, yeah. a cake that has like a coconut flavor, but coconut itself.
I'm so wrong. You can't do like the German chocolate cake?
I wish. I love chocolate, but like either. I'll bite into it. I'm like, I'm out. I'm out because I hate the texture.
And what about mushrooms? Same thing?
I've tried. Like, if they're in a salad, like, I'll just eat around them. Like, I don't know if it's a texture thing with that too. It's just like, I can't get into it. They just freak me out. So I was like, no, I'll just pass on that.
Okay. I just had to ask you about that because I thought that was so cute that you guys were like talking about the things
yeah,
that were like,
yeah. And you're like, ugh, can't, ick for us.
Can't do it.
No,
for
thank
us.
You.
Well, we're going to get into probably some more interesting tidbits about you in just a bit.
Hi, we're the Hobbs Sisters, and this is our song, Love Breaks All the Rules. Steal me away with those reckless eyes. Kill me with that kiss that's your sweetest crime. But we don't worry much, caught up in this rush. I double dare you. Behind open fences, pretending we didn't see the sign.
Staying up too late, baby, should I stay? I wanna hear you say the things you know we shouldn't do. Cause love breaks all the rules. Love breaks all the rules. Keep blurring the lines we bend. Baby, we should think of the consequence. But we don't worry much, caught up in this rush. No one makes me feel this way. Like we're running through the red lights, like blue lights flashing right behind your defense. Should I stay? I wanna hear you say the things you know you shouldn't do. Cause love breaks all the rules. Love breaks all the rules. We'll be running through the red lights, your blue eyes flashing into mine. Jumping fences, pretending we didn't see the sign. Staying up too late. Baby, should I stay? I wanna hear you say the things you know we shouldn't do. Cause love breaks all the rules. Love breaks all the rules. That's just what we do.
It's Truth or Truth.
It is time for my world famous game, Truth or Truth, with the Hobbs Sisters. Are you ladies ready?
Absolutely. Let's do
it. Okay, we're gonna start with Lauren. You go okay. ahead and pick a question, read it out loud, okay. go ahead and answer,
Let's
and we'll
see.
Trade off.
What is one thing you would stand in line an hour for? Oh gosh. I would say probably anything chocolate, like any, I'm such a sugar, like dessert okay. person. Like I need a sweet treat after like pretty much every meal. So I would say any kind of like chocolate dessert, I'm there.
Okay, so it's chocolate. So when the new like chocolate like store opens or something like
yep.
that, you're gonna be
I'm
right
there.
In line.
So there, first in line.
Okay, anybody
camping
who's,
out.
Right, yeah, right. She's got her sleeping bag and her pillow.
Yeah, I'm ready.
So if you sell chocolates, here's one of your new clients.
There you go.
So there you go.
I'm ready.
We're helping everybody today. Great. Okay.
All right. Let's
Hannah's turn.
It.
Oop, I'm like grabbing two. Okay, here we go. What's the most embarrassing thing you've done in front of a crowd? Oh, man. I feel like there's not even one specific instance, but I am so clumsy. And there have been several shows where I don't think I've ever like completely wiped out, but we always have our guitar cable kind of running in the middle in between Lauren and I. And there have been several that I almost just completely face.
I mean, she'll be up and then like,
and then just like,
all of a sudden she just like trips.
I stumble and then I recovered, but it could have been really bad. Thankfully, I didn't totally hit the ground.
So you've never fallen off the stage?
Never off the stage.
Okay, right, exactly.
Although I did fall up the stairs this morning carrying a cup of coffee, so good thing no one saw that.
Yeah, right. Wow, we didn't get video of it.
I know, video.
Okay, good. All right, we'll do one more.
All right, let's do it. All right. What is your most absurd deal breaker? Oh, wow. That's
now, so you just got married.
I did just get married.
It's been a while for the dating.
It's been a while for the dating for me, but let me think. But absurd, though. I was thinking of, like, really logical ones. gosh, this is... Okay, let me think here. I mean, this probably isn't absurd, but, like, I'm really a dog person. So, like, if you... Like, my husband and I don't have a dog, but we... We keep talking each other out of getting one because we're like, it's not a good time. We're always on the road. Like, we're renting our house. Like, no, none of these are good reasons. But I am, so if someone wasn't a dog person, like,
that'd be tough for me.
They're gone.
I need to know what your deal breaker is.
Yeah. Real deal breaker or like absurd deal breaker?
Well, I mean, like, if you got an absurd
mine wasn't
one,
that yeah. absurd. I mean, like, an absurd one would be like, if they don't like pizza, like, you're out. Like, that's it. Like, we can't. This isn't going to work.
You're gluten free. What?
Don't take that here. Not going to happen.
I love that.
Like, a true deal breaker, I guess, like, if they don't, like, get along well with, like, your family and friends. Like,
That's true.
If we're being, like, more on the realistic
side. They don't love me as well as you.
Right?
You know? They don't want to hang out with me.
You have to pass the twin sister test.
You need the stamp of approval.
That is how we knew when my husband was, like, kind of going to be around for a while. Like, he could fit so seamlessly with us and our other sister.
Yeah.
You're
like, okay.
We gave him
two
thumbs up.
You can hang with the chaos of the Hobbs lady. So we know,
right?
We know you can stick around.
so your guy, make sure he just doesn't bring mushroom pizza and then we're good,
then
right?
We're good. There we go.
Okay, good.
Safe.
All right. I'll let you do it.
All right. Oh yeah, I forgot it was me. Okay.
We can do whatever you want to answer both of them, I don't care.
Oh, what is your guilty pleasure? I would have to say probably ice cream. And it could be like 20 degrees out and like I would still want it. Like it doesn't even have to be like a hot summer day. Like any given time, like I could eat a bowl of ice cream, hands down.
And what's the favorite flavor, like the go-to?
Ooh, probably chocolate chip cookie dough.
Ooh.
That's a great one.
Yes.
It's just like classic. I just feel like it's always good.
That is a classic. Okay, good. Okay, so we know exactly what to get you.
Yes.
We got pizza and ice cream over here.
And no mushrooms anywhere.
Isn't that a winning combination?
Right? It is a winning combination.
I'm easy to please.
I think we all should hang out more often.
Yes, done. Absolutely.
Pizza and ice cream, we're good.
Okay. I'm here for it.
All right, you want to do one more?
Why not?
Okay.
Let's do it. All right. Ooh, what's the weirdest thing you've eaten? Gosh, I do eat a lot. I eat pretty much everything. On our honeymoon in Jamaica, we tried a couple like authentic Jamaican dishes with like different meats and vegetables. And that was like, it was one of our favorite restaurants that we went to.
It was just a little bit different.
And my husband, we went to a sushi restaurant also. And we both had sushi like that had like raw fish on top. Like usually I'm just more of a like vegetable
California roll
gal, but I did branch out. So for me, that was, but I liked it. So
no chocolate covered like grasshoppers or anything like that.
I didn't get that brave, but
it has chocolate.
It has chocolate, right? I'm like, well, I mean, it probably still tastes like chocolate at least.
Crunchy in the
middle. At least at first. So yeah.
Okay. I promise I won't get you chocolate covered crickets or anything like
that. If you don't tell me, I'll probably just go for it. I'll dive right in.
I'm loving the food related.
I know, right?
I don't know how that happened.
We're just picking all the food questions.
It knew that the Hobbs sisters were here.
The Hobbs sisters love to eat. Oh, who did you see at your first concert?
Great one.
We saw Jody Messina. And I think at the time, Rascal Flatts was the opening act.
Oh, nice.
And Cindy Thompson.
Nice.
I remember like Cindy probably Thompson. Like 1998 or something.
Yeah.
Like, it was a while ago. But it was that was our very first concert, and it was so good.
That is awesome.
I think I just found it recently cleaning out my room at my parents' house.
Stuff.
I found the sign we made.
We made a sign
that said,
yay,
we love you, Jody.
So I love it. Gonna keep that.
Which I just saw her this last year, and I'm like, she is still
in Morgantown, West Virginia, over the summer, and it was
was amazing.
She was incredible, and it was the most fun crowd. It was like right around the 4th of July, and it was one of our favorite shows all year.
Yeah, she's classic.
She's a winner.
Yep. Well, good. Well, thank you both so much for being here and playing with me.
Thanks for having us. It's so fun. Our pleasure. Thank you so much for having us.
Absolutely. Make sure you follow the Hobbs Sisters on all the socials, and we'll catch you next time.
Thanks for watching Up in Country. Be sure to like and subscribe and leave us a comment. We do new episodes every Tuesday, and be sure to follow Up in Country on Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook. And you can follow me too, @SueBonzel on Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok.